6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Borrowing unashamedly from the prog rock era, and why the hell not? That was Pond from Western Australia, they're from Perth. The song's called Elegant Design, it's from their new record, Beards, Wives and Denim. Once again, that was Pond. If they remind you of Tame Impala, it's not a coincidence, they're from the same city. They are, in part, the same people. Shared members of Pond and Tame Impala. I love that epic, beautiful, soaring thing. So anyway, I'm in North Manchester in my little house, wishing you all a happy Sunday. It's a Tuesday morning for me. Allow me to introduce myself. I nearly forgot. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome beyond welcome. I hope you're all well. Some of you may be confused if you're listening to this go out live. That's because I'm either on stage at the Olympic Stadium or I've just been on stage at the Olympic Stadium by the time this show is broadcast. I decided to make this programme in advance because the nerves are already building for me. It's by far and away the biggest performance of Elbow's career, unless we have the Olympics again in this country and we're asked to play again, which is unlikely in our lifetime, eh? Then there'll be more people watching us on Sunday night all at the same time than before or after. So, starting to get the nerves on that, so I thought I'd make my radio show a little early, help me to relax. So I won't be talking about that much. Got new music this week from The Walkmen, from Weird Dreams and from Paul Buchanan, as well as that excellent tune we just heard from Pond. We've got Song for Guy recommendations by Iron and Wine and Slow Club. I missed Slow Club first time round a couple of years ago, and I have a feeling I must investigate more. A Desert Island Disc snippet from Tom Jones' edition of the programme, and another Criminal cover version, Faces the Music in It Was Moider. Perhaps the last one we're going to do for a little while, actually, that. Also, Six Music, as I'm sure you're aware, is celebrating 50 years of Jamaican independence. So a couple of tunes that I've chosen for you from a compilation I've got, my favourite compilation of Jamaican music, Island, the Island 40 Years compilation that came out in 97 or 98. I ended up with volume 2 in my collection. I've no idea where it came from. But two tunes from that as well before the end of the show. That plus loads of emails and stories from me and from you. Happy Sunday. Settle into this one, as promised, from The Walkmen. This is the title track from their new album, Heaven. And it pretty much is just that.
Our children will always
That was Heaven by the Walkmen. Let's have a look out the window. Okay. The North Manchester ambience offers us very little today. Can hear a couple of birdies. A great big fat wood pigeon just took off. They all look like Jim Broadbent, don't they, pigeons? And not that he's fat. Looking out my window here, I see my chimney needs repointing. And the sky is the colour of the inside of a Tupperware lunchbox. Boring. Unlike this next tune from Elvis Costello and the Attractions, something's happening to me where this guy's concerned. Can I be completely 100% honest with you? I've not always loved his music. As I get older, I'm starting to appreciate it more and more. Any thoughts on this? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Have you either got into Elvis Costello as you've got older, or gone off him as you've gone older? Let's have your thoughts on all things Costello. Any anecdotes involving his music, recommendations for his tunes of a more obscure nature? This one was recommended by a listener a long, long time ago, and he's helping me along the path to true Costellodom. This is Beyond Belief. Happy Sunday.
History repeats, the organ sits, the clip replies, the same defeats. Keep your finger on the button, issues with crocodile tears and a bucket full of tissues. And just the oilless slip and wind the world of the nervous tick. In a very fashionable hovel, I hang around and to be tortured. You'll never be alone in the bone arches. Spasm with the bottle is nothing so novel. So in this almost empty gin palace, through a two-way looking glass, you see her Alice. You know she has no sense for all your jealousy. In a sense she still smiles, very sweet. Charged with insults and flattery, her body moves with malice. You have to be so cruel to be callous. And now you find you fit this identikit completely. You say you have no secrets, then leave discreetly.
I think California's popular in Geneva's deepest bone, just like the canals and Mars and the Great Barrier Reef. I come to you beyond belief.
My hands were clammy and cunning. She's been suitably stunning. But I know there's not a hope in Hades. All the lattice cat called wolf whistle. So-called gentlemen and ladies dark fight like rose and thistle.
I got a feeling I'm gonna get a lot of grief once this seems so.
Elvis Costello and the Attractions and Beyond Belief. Any and all contributions to my education where Elvis Costello is concerned to guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Tell me why you like him, if you like him. Tell me why you don't, if you don't. Tell me if you have liked him and then don't anymore, or the other way around. Tell me things that have happened to his music, or just facts that you think I might like to hear. Someone's at my door downstairs, but my true love will get it, hopefully. While I read out this email from Bobby Pearson, he says, in your most recent show, July 29th, you played a track by SBRTRKT featuring Little Dragon called Wildfire. I believe it was a song for Guy, as you've been playing Little Dragon fairly regularly recently, and a listener pointed you to this track. Unfortunately, you pronounced SBTRKT incorrectly. The artist name is pronounced Subtract, as in the arithmetic operator, and not by reading out the letters individually, as you did in this instance. Forgive me if you feel this is rude, Bobby goes on. I will keep listening to your show regardless. It's all getting a bit serious, isn't it? And I hope you keep up the great work with it. All the best, Bobby. Bobby, listen, let's not let this come between us. Subtract it is, even though it's all uppercase and there's no vowels and there's a K instead of a C. It's fine. If it was lowercase, I'd probably been able to read it. And you may notice, if you ever see it written down, that my band's name is always written lowercase because I always write lowercase. That's my own contribution to the death of clear and deliberate communication. Glad to know Subtract is a fellow destroyer of the English language. Bobby, far from getting my nose out of joint with your email, you've given me another excuse to play the tune. Here is Subtract featuring Little Dragon with Wildfire.
Rushing the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad if I had to sit the line? Cause the thrills that run up my back. You must die, nothing else can leave me off track.
Subtract, spelled S-B-T-R-K-T, all uppercase, and Little Dragon, featuring Little Dragon. The song's called Wildfire. I'm going to go and buy that record, I think. Feels like it's one I should already know about, you know, if I was down with the kids.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Six Music.
Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings, I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, right? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music. 6 Music. BBC 6 Music.
Couple of emails here. Jez Murray's been in touch on the subject of the default song. That's the song you find yourself whistling when you've not been influenced by something you've just heard, like an advert or a jingle or a song that you've picked up on the radio. But the default one that comes to you a lot, he says, talking about your default song or tune, the song on default setting for me was, and sometimes is, Jim Diamond's Hi-O Silver. I know it's nothing to be proud of. I know it's nothing to be proud of, but it probably has something to do with Boone being on the telly a lot while growing up. Well, a triumphant tune, however cheesy. Thanks for sharing, Jez. What are your default songs, everyone? If you send me one that I like, I'll play it. I'm afraid Hi-O Silver by Jim Diamond's not going anywhere near my radio programme. Just in case it becomes my default song, I don't think I could bear it. Matt Shepley's been in touch as well. He says, hello, Guy. I turned on 6 Music at 12 to listen to the Slash interview and haven't moved out of the kitchen all day. Well, tell a lie. It's between 6 in the Olympics in the lounge. Awesome channel. Never listened to it before, but as a music lover, I'm hooked. The music all day has been amazing. Hope you can keep carrying the flag, Matty Boy. Well, Matt Shepley, welcome. So you were listening to a Slash interview, so you're interested in the guitar. Well, part of Six's remit is to educate you, Matt Shepley. Yes, you. Have you heard of Scott Matthews? He's a guitarist of a different kind. This is an awesome example of his work. This is for you. It's called Sweet Scented Figure. A big welcome from me and all the other Six Music listeners. Matt Shepley, everybody. bin man's ear. That was Scott Matthews and Sweet Scented Figure for new listener. I've forgotten him already. You see, I throw my emails on the floor when I finish them. There he is, Matt Shepley. Welcome, Matt. That was wonderful, wasn't it? It's just like organic, wonderful, inventive music. And you know, organic, wonderful, inventive music don't just take care of itself, Matt Shepley. Oh no. You need good police. Our Victim was written by Prince and became a hit on both sides of the Atlantic in 1986. All minimal instrumentation and falsetto vocals, in charts full of synth pop, it was a standout track that caught him a slew of new listeners and a whole mess of trouble from the musical Marauders. First to make a move was Italian pop princess Sabrina, whose evil attempt to replace it with a doppelganger failed on three counts. The bathroom-style reverb, the dodgy pronunciation, and the fact she wasn't Prince. Next, XX Factor Frightener Chico, sounding like a bear with hiccups, hepped and growled his way through a hatchet job so thorough that only the collective yells of "NEXT" saved it from complete destruction. Then, in a mystifying and unlikely swerve off the pop highway, Maroon 5 launched a painful and sustained bebop meets grunge attack that left it with a nosebleed and a powerful aversion to plaid shirts and bobby socks. But in a truly disturbing incident, when the classic Metropolitan Orchestra, with screeching catgut and horsehair flying, unleashed their collective cacophony on this former 80s giant, was Moid. Good Lord. Yeah. Fine rain pouring down now, here on this Tuesday morning. For you, it's Sunday night. You've either just witnessed or just avoided witnessing the Olympic closing ceremony. Apparently a billion people are going to be watching. I'm going to be playing it with my band. Nothing to make you nervous in that, is there? That was Prince, the little fella himself, and that was Kiss. More Moida next week. I'm going to play a tune now by Joan as Policewoman. If you're a new listener, or if you've only joined us in the last few weeks or months, you might not be aware of her work. Joan Wasser has, I think, the best voice that any woman alive has at the moment. She's got the best female singing voice on earth, as far as I'm concerned. This is the first song I heard from her. It's called Christabel. It's from the album Real Life, which if you don't own, you need to own it. Go and write it down now, because you're going to love this and you're going to forget, because it's a complicated name. Joan as Policewoman. That's Joan as Policewoman is the name of the artist, and the album's called Real Life. And buy the album, don't buy individual tracks, it's boring. Here we go, here's Christabel. Joan as Policewoman and Christabel from the album Real Life. Now here's our contribution to Six Music celebrating 50 years of Jamaican independence. Some amazing programmes on so far. I caught the first of Don Letts' Saturday afternoon programmes, and it was just stunning. It was so fascinating. He's such a great broadcaster. Really, really enjoyed it. Anyway, I've picked one this hour and one in the next hour. I don't know an awful lot about Jamaican music. What I do have, I love. And this is from a compilation I've got called Island 40 Years, Volume 2. I've had it since 1997. And it's a fantastic compilation. This is The Pioneers, and the song's called Long Shot Kick De Bucket. Long Shot was a racehorse that they'd already written a song to. A rubbish racehorse, but still very loved. And then when Leslie Kong of Monkey Man fame, so Toots and the Maytals wrote Monkey Man about Leslie Kong, for obvious reasons. When he heard that Long Shot had died, he suggested they write another song for Long Shot, and they had a hit with it as well. So this is Long Shot Kick the Bucket by the Pioneers, and that compilation, which is excellent if you want to go and get it, is Ireland, 40 Years of Ireland. I guess they've done a 50 Years of Ireland by now, thinking about it. But this is from 40 Years of Ireland Records, Volume 2, The Pioneers.
Soul Show.
We play exactly what it says on the tin. Funk and soul. Remember that?
Every Saturday night, 6 till 9 on BBC Radio.
Six.
Music.
Thank goodness for high-dose anti-equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Good, eh? I'm going to look into that. Weird Dreams from East London. The song's called Vague Hotel, and the band, the album's called Choreography. Now then, another song for Guy recommendation here from Dave Robinson in Gloucestershire. He said, I'd like to recommend Freedom Hangs Like Heaven by Iron and Wine. I actually heard this on your show a few years back. I loved it and immediately bought it. There was someone sitting in for you, I forget who, which is why I'm recommending it for you now. I wonder who that is. But I really love Iron and Wine, but I don't know this tune. He says, it's one of those songs you think just sprang into being, perfectly formed, which isn't bad for an EP track. I'm sure the writer would tell me it didn't just spring into being, but kudos to him for making it sound that way. Cheers, Dave. I like your appraisal, Dave, and it is a great tune. A song for Guy recommendation from Dave Robinson. This is Iron and Wine and Freedom Hangs Like Heaven. Song for Guy recommendation from Dave Robinson. That was Iron and Wine and Freedom Hangs Like Heaven. If you'd like to recommend a tune that you don't think I've heard, to share with everybody and enrich all of our lives, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Come on, let's have them. I first heard Iron and Wine in Amoeba Records in Los Angeles when I was out there with the band mixing our third studio album. Amoeba's amazing, and whenever you go in there, because there's a dearth of such vast second-hand record shops in this country, you run into English bands. And on the day that I was listening to Iron and Wine and buying their back catalogue, I ran into the boys from Franz Ferdinand. There you go. I also bought this record on that day, which tells you how long ago it was. This is Devendra Banhart, Korean Dogwood, from the album Cripple Crow. I love this.
You baffle me some, like I nail as maple in gum. Cornflower, you're my baby's blue eye. And when your gown dissolves in a prayer, you'll hear a sound that rings true and fair. Black cave, lightning, the dawn of orange blossoms, my friend, Keegan, drawn an endless love song. You'll see. And though right and loud and proud, every little word, it still ain't hard. Strange prayers looming over. For sure, all that we've made will be swallowed by the earth. For it's got no word.
From Devendra Banhart on the album Cripple Crow, that was Korean Dogwood. Let's keep the mood similar with a Bon Iver tune called Lump Sum. This from the album For Emma Forever Ago, another beautiful one.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Famous by Blondie in 1980, that's the original by the Paragons, that's The Tide Is High, written by John Holt, who's the lead singer of the band. Both the examples of Jamaican music that I've played you this week came from 40 Years of Island Records, Volume 2. A wonderful collection, if you can get your hands on it. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. Elbow are playing the Olympic Stadium tonight for you lot. It's the Tuesday previous that I'm pre-recording this programme, and I must say it's not far from my mind. Also, there's rumours of an alcohol lockdown backstage at the stadium, which makes me doubly nervous, having not been on a stage sober very often ever. I decided to be in a band in the first place because of this next record, among other things. My friend Joe Devlin, his Uncle Patrick gave him his vinyl collection when Joe turned about 14, and we spent a summer exploring these boxes of records that came over from Ireland. There was everything from Clash and Conflict and who else? The Pogues, right the way through to stuff like this from Love. The album Forever Changes made me want to be in a band, and Joe too, and we formed a band called the Synoptic Reverb. A nonsense name that points very strongly to the psychedelic stuff that we were listening to at the time. This is a song you don't often hear on the radio from Forever Changes. This is the wonderful The Red Telephone.
Sitting on the hill side, watching all the people die. I'll feel much better on the other side of the world. I believe in magic. Why? Because it is so
Love and the Red Telephone from the album Forever Changes, which if you haven't got, you should get. A Song for Guy is a recommendation rather than a request. By that, what I mean is try and pick a song that you think I've not heard, or base your choices on what I already play on the show and on the music that I'm involved with making, with Elbow, or with I Am Clute, or with Massive Attack, or with Andy Votel, or with all the people I've worked with over the years. Linda Bewley has hit the nail on the head here. I don't know how I missed this band. You, Earth or Ash by Slow Club. Beautiful vocals by Rebecca Taylor and would suit the Sunday night vibe perfectly, says Linda. She's not wrong. This is a great tune. Once more, Slow Club and You, Earth or Ash.
Of undelivered letters written years ago, of many things.
did a deal to me, the mighty happenings. And I can only be a canvas, you a golden light reflected all around us, but I'm exhausted. There's never been a cloud in the sky for you. Without this wall I do. And I know soon you'll go, and all will pass. You are the
Slow Club and You, Earth or Ash, as recommended by Linda Bewley. Linda, please keep on coming. She knows what I'm talking about. If you've got a song for Guy recommendation, some music that you think I won't have heard for any reason at all, maybe because you're abroad and it wasn't released in the UK, maybe because I have gaping holes in my pop culture knowledge that had me confusing Kerry Katona with Kiri Takanoa. Do recommend songs, even if you think they're obvious ones. If you've not heard it on the programme, if you can't find it on my past tracks listing, then recommend it. This next tune by Nina Simone was recorded live at Carnegie Hall and was a huge night for Nina's career, really important one. It's Little Liza Jane, and I texted my friend Elizabeth the other day and said, treat yourself today and listen to Little Liza Jane by Nina Simone. Not even thinking about the fact that she's called Elizabeth and Liza is a shortening of Elizabeth. She sent back, my mum used to sing it to me all the time. That's actually my name. And she is called Elizabeth Chain. There you go. Here's Nina. This is beautiful.
This is the last day.
Nina Simone live at Carnegie Hall and Little Liza Jane. Wasn't that great? Let's have a listen now to a Desert Island Disc snippet, one from Tom Jones's edition of the programme. Another great piece of music coming up.
So where do you get to when you reflect on how you've lived your life? What are your conclusions thus far?
That I've had a great time. I mean, there's more ups and downs. You know, I had a dream when I was a kid of becoming a singer, a professional singer. And I'm still living that. And I haven't forgotten it. You know, I haven't finished yet, you know, because I'm loving it so much. I don't want it to stop.
And what about the point in your career where, in a sense, and of course, I'm sure this is something that you're familiar with, the idea that the image overtook the actual, the business of making music. You know, that you wear this guy in the tight pants that's and the flimsy right. shirt and the knickers were being thrown
well,
and all that stuff.
You know, sometimes you say, well, I'm a singer though. You know, all that other stuff, you don't take any notice of that. I've listened to the way I sing, but people see more than they hear most of the time.
But the image that you promoted, of course, was so powerful, wasn't it? It was such a kind of uber male, sexually voracious.
Well, I did feel like that, though. You know, I wasn't putting it on. That's the thing, you know. But so I've only myself to blame. You know, if
yeah, you were the man who released Help Yourself, after all. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, when you do things, sometimes you're creating a monster. Sometimes without actually realizing it.
Let's have some more music then. What are we going to hear? We're on disc 7 now.
Now then. This is Big Bill Brunsey. Mm. This is the first blues singer that I was ever aware of. He came from the South and he moved into Chicago and he worked in a slaughterhouse or a meatpacking factory. He was working side by side, you know, with white men. And this white fella said that he was getting paid twice as much as Big Bill Brunsey. And why wouldn't he do something about it? So the only way that he could, as far as he was concerned, was to sing about it.
This little song that I'm singing about, people you all know is true. If you black and got a word for a living now, this is what they will say to you. They say, if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you's black, oh brother, get back, get back. I was in a place one night, they was all having fun. They was all buying beer and wine, but they would not sell me none. They said, if you was white, you was all right. If you was brown, you could stick around. But as you black, brother, get back, get back, get back. I went to an employment office. I got a number and I got in line. They called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said, if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, you could stick around. But as you's black, brother, get back, get back, get back. Me and a man was working side by side. Now this is what it meant. They was paying him $1 an hour and they was paying me 50 cents. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, you could stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I opened 3 victories with my plow and hoe. Now I want you to tell me, brother, what you gonna do about the old Jim Crow. Now, if you's white, you's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back.
Big Bill Brunsey and Black, Brown and White. I couldn't help thinking while listening to that song what Big Bill Brunsey would have made of a black man being in the White House. Amazing, eh? That was Tom Jones' Desert Island Disc programme. A couple more snippets from him at some point in the future.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
I was reminded the other day because I did a short film for the Mercury Award. They got in touch asking me to do a short film promoting the Mercury Awards for this year and saying what it meant to me to be nominated 3 times, to have won once. And in thinking about it, they asked me, what was your most... I'm not phrasing this very well. Let me have a drink of water. Golly gear. They asked me what my favourite performance from Mercury Night had been. Now think about it, I've been nominated actually 4 times if you include my co-production of the I Am Clute record, Sky at Night, which was nominated. And I've commented on another times, so that's 5 times I've been to the Mercury Awards. And everybody plays on Mercury Night, or the vast majority of acts that are nominated play. So I've seen so many people, amazing people, the best of British music really, playing live in there. So which performance stood out the most, they asked me during the making of this film. And I had to say that it was Connor from Villagers getting up and playing Becoming a Jackal on his own. Because in that room, you're not just playing for a televised audience, you're not just playing for a bunch of people sat around dinner tables who, it's quite hard to grab industry's attention once industry's had a bottle of champagne, do you know what I mean? That's the environment that record company and publishing company people work in. They are networking in those places. Less so than in the early years of Elbow, but still, it's a noisy room to get the attention of. Connor rocked up on his own with his guitar, and bearing in mind that a lot of his heroes were in the room as well because of all the other people that were playing that night, he played this song on his own with a guitar. Unbelievable, the energy of the boy. It just incredible, and a real testament to a lifer, is what I call a lifer, somebody who's going to perform forever. The song's called Becoming a Jackal. I'd say whether or not it's deliberate, sounds an awful lot like Love, who I played at the beginning of the hour. That's intended as a huge compliment for Connor. And yeah, this is Villagers and Becoming a Jackal.
Familiar wound. Every implement was leading to you, and your homely sense of disarray, never once the same. Always rearranged, but things would never change. In the scene between the window frame, where the jackals preyed on every soul, where they tied you to a pole and stripped you of your clothes.
I was a dreamer, staring out windows, out onto the main street, 'cause that's where the dream goes. And each time they found fresh meat to chew, I would turn away and return to you. You would offer me your unmade bed, feed me till I'm fed, and read me till I'm read. But when the morning came, you would catch me at the window again, in an eyes wide open sleeping state, space.
no look upon my face. I was a dreamer, staring out windows, out onto the main street, 'cause that's where the truth. You should wonder what I'm taking from you, how I benefit from you being here, lending me your ears while I'm selling you my fears.
So we were talking default songs earlier on in the show, and this one came to my head, so I thought I'd play it. I sing this to myself, just the opening lines, all the time, usually when I'm knackered, actually. It's the Fleetwoods.
Dum do dum do be do dum
softly, dum darling,
do be do
dum softly, dum darling,
do be do
dum softly, dum darling,
do be do
dum softly,
dum darling,
do be do dum softly, darling,
do be do
come to me, stay. You're my obsession.
So please hold, hold me so tight, all through the night.
I speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always, always.
I've waited, waited so long for your kisses and your love. Do-do-do. Please come to me. Do-do-do. From up above.
Do-do-do. Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling.
I need, need you so much. Wanna feel your warm, warm touch. Dum dum.
Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods. I've been playing the Middle East quite a lot in recent weeks. It's because, you know, the terrible, sad story of me arriving to see them, finally get to see them, and arrived late at Splendour in the Grass in Australia to find out that not only had I missed the gig, but they had split up. That was their last gig. I was absolutely horrified. I hope they've reconsidered and got back together. I'm going to try and encourage that. If you like this song, get in touch with the Middle East and tell them to sort the neck out. This is from the Recordings of the Middle East, which is an EP. This amazing song is called Blood.
For a breath, a restless soul lie down.
but your beard someday might be. And she woke up in a cold sweat on the floor next to a fairy portrait drawn when you were four. And beside a jar of 2 cent coins lay on her good night wall. She lay aside. Back to the home you made on the mountainside. With that only terrible thing that faith is for the lost and a lonely ring. A lonely ring. Sit on your porch and pluck your strings. Oh, and you'll find somebody you can play. And you'll follow the creek that runs out into the sea. And you'll find the peace of the Lord.
Middle East and blood. Get back together, your music's more important than whatever was pissing you off. I said as much to Grandaddy when they split up, and I'm glad to say that they're touring again together. I hope that points to a new record, I really do. Lovely, lovely boys. I've got many stories of touring with them, They were our heroes, then our friends. And yeah, I was very upset to hear they split up some years ago. But they're back together again, and I'm going to go and see them, so that's good, isn't it? If you get a chance to see Grandaddy when they tour the UK in the coming weeks, you've got to do it. Make sure you see them. I'm not playing Grandaddy, actually, now. I've not got any on my list. I'm going to play some next week. In fact, they're going to be my featured artist next week in support of their tour. For now, let's have some Kate Bush. It's a Sunday night for you lot. Let's have Hello Earth.
Peekaboo, peekaboo, little love.
Bush and Hello Earth from Hounds of Love, which reminds me of being a boy.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Different worlds of music, side by side.
Connecting the old and the new.
It's the beauty of 6 Music.
It's what we do.
For me, music is my religion.
There almost isn't anywhere better in the world for us to come and play what we love.
A great selection of eclectic music from around the globe.
Me and him here, high octane, yeah. Double act interplay.
Tunage of the highest order.
6 Music. It's good, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Florence from Florence the Machine, and this is my 6 Music playlist.
Die Pioniere der elektronischen Musik, Kraftwerk.
Come in, Maid of Oil.
Hello.
Excellent. Here you go. Alabama Shakes on 6 Music.
And in March.
Happy birthday, 6 Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
This is Giles Peterson. Hello, how are you?
I'm Keris Matthews.
It's the Huey Show, yo.
I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
No other radio station owes their listeners what we owe our listeners, and everybody here knows that.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Sony UK Station of the Year.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter and the antimatter.
Continuing with the Sunday night vibe, let's have some Genesis. This song, Entangled, is the one I point to when everyone says, I like Genesis, but not Phil Collins' Genesis. Twaddle. This is from A Trick of the Tail. This is Entangled.
Soon as you're tired.
and us will present you the bill.
Genesis and Entangled from A Trick of the Tail. Thought I'd bookend the programme with some prog rock synth. We had that amazing tune at the beginning of the show from Pond, which ended in a similar fashion, didn't it? Go and explore that Pond record. I think they're flying the flag for all things prog, without over-egging the pudding. Here now, the wonderful Paul Buchanan. From his solo album Midair, this is called My True Country. It's out now.
My true country far. Cars along the riverside, far above the chimney tops. Take me where the bus don't stop. In my true country, got no pets, married in. Come to the piano, dear. Love will wipe away your tears. Dance along the edge with me, and we'll see as far as we can see. My true country. Wild and free, my true country, you and me, pushing horses in the snow, children wearing Sunday clothes, dance along the edge with me, and we'll go as far. My true country, wild and free. My true country, waiting there for me.
That's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks very much for your Song for Guy recommendations. Please keep them coming in. Let us know your Elvis Costello stories as well. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you, wherever you are... Happy New Week. Good night, Mum.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Well, all right.
Could be Sunday night, could be Monday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'm going to cross time, space and genres with cuts from The Far Side, Animal Collective, Top Cat, Stone Roses, Dandy, Black Francis and Keith Richards. All coming up in the first hour. In part two, well, you know what I do. So let's get to it with a track from Invitation to the Voyage, the new album from Eugene McGuinness. This is Shotgun.
Pens and swords, the guns mightier.
stay.